175 Spring Street, the Samuel Bors House. This house was built between 1758 and 1777. It is named for Samuel Bors. He was a successful merchant who traded in china, spirits, teas, and oils. Bors lived here with his wife, Elizabeth Elliot. We also know from census records that 6 enslaved people, 2 adults and 4 children, lived in the household with them. Bors was a loyalist, and in 1775, he was reprimanded for illegally selling British tea, a violation of the Continental Association of 1774. In 1780, Bors sold the house and left Rhode Island for South Carolina, the same year the Rhode Island General Assembly declared Bors an enemy of the state. He died a year later, and his wife Elizabeth moved to England, where she petitioned the British Crown for monetary support. The building is a Georgian wood-framed house. It is 2.5 stories high, 4 bays wide, and 3 bays deep. It sits on an uncut stone foundation, which was partially rebuilt with cement in 1850. There is a single large interior chimney, complete with large cook fireplace and oven, that is original to the house. A good amount of the interior woodworking is original to the house, including the stairway and some of the doors and flooring. The house was purchased by NRF in 1969 and restored in 1972.